The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half man, half monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Marks and Shaggers. I'm the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil, and I've got Mikey Mac. Hello, Mikey Mac.
Hello, Randy Phil.
Hello, Mikey Mac. And we've got episode 93. We're close to 100. I don't even think we'll get it this year, man. The episodes are slow.
They're slow.
So much going on, mate. You've got a big wedding to plan.
I've got a big wedding to plan. And CM Punk fucking screwed over Drew. There's too much going on.
Bastards. Well, cool. We'll go with a clash then. Kick off. Cool. Did you watch it live? Did you see it live?
No. So this was hilarious because this is the kind of show that me and you've been dreaming of for the whole time we've been fans. And then it just kind of came out because they start kind of announcing these. I want to say last minute, but it's last minute for me because I organized my year well in advance. I already had a trip booked with my dad and my brother to go to Belfast for the weekend, and you were on holiday yourself, weren't you?
Aye, well, we booked once a year to go away and we'd already sorted this, and then I think it was the week later they announced Clash at the Castle. It's like, you fucker.
So none
of us...
For
sake, Paul. Fucking Vince never pulled this shit. He just stayed in America, kept it at 1 a.m. Sundays all the time, no fucking issues. You come over here with your Saturday night Scottish pay-per-view, fucking hometown boy Drew on, main event, and we're not even there.
Yet. I know. Fucking... shite. So I was gutted we couldn't go because that would have been an absolute belter day out, I'm sure.
But we've got All In to look forward to.
Correct. We are going All In, so we can maybe do one when we're smashed down there.
Absolutely. Well, we'll go through a clash then and we'll finish off on AEW because they've got Forbidden Door and then they've got All In after Forbidden Door, I think.
Yep.
Maybe. Don't know, Tony Khan's getting a bit wild with his pay-per-views. It used to be 4 a year, now he's up to fucking 9 or 10.
I know, and he kind of drops the announcement of them really late as well.
Aye, there's not a lot of build. See, that's why I liked the AEW pay-per-views before, because you had build in between, and you got payoffs in between the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. We are. Go back to Clash. So we kicked off with Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles in an I Quit match.
Yeah. This was good, man.
It was quality. Did you see the nameplate at the start? It probably got fixed by the time you seen it as well then.
No, I only saw it because you sent it to me.
I just seen the picture there. One of the guys for the wrestling says it. He went, oh, did you see the fuck up? It's that. I went, no, what are you on about? He says, oh, the nameplate was all fucked, but because we caught it on a replay, they've clearly fixed it by then.
So what did it say again? It said it was for the women's. So it was for Cody Rhodes when he was holding up the belt inside the ring, and it came up saying, what was it, women's tag team champion title vacant or something like that?
Talent name, women's tag team champions. It had the women's tag team champion icons, and then in the middle of it where it would be Cody Rhodes, it just said talent name. I know I'm getting well ahead of ourselves here, but could you imagine if instead of it being talent name that said the women's tag team champions and it came up fucking the Unholy Union.
Oh, that would be winning. Unbelievably bad if they'd done that. God.
Fucking, here, I've got this guy for the wrestling. He's on the betting websites. He'd have been straight on 365. Everything, the mortgage on fucking the Unholy Union. Aye.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
That quick match, it was fucking really good. I heard Triple H was upset backstage and says that's the unsafest he's felt in his entire life.
Seriously?
So, no.
Oh, because they're fighting. They went to Gorilla. Gorilla looked fucking janky in the hydro.
That's going to be my first all-in reference for this pay-per-view, right? For this Clash at the Castle. There's going to be another one, at least.
He's feared for his life. Paul Cann.
But fucking, I'm just going to get to the end of it, but fucking see when Cody had AJ Styles handcuffed to the ropes?
Yeah.
And he's like, right, I quit. And Cody's like, right, cool. I don't need to smash you with this in. No, wait, I do. And fucking hits him in. Mate, the fuck? That's bang out of order. That's unsportsmanship.
It's so heel, isn't it?
I don't know, what a cunt. You fight the whole match for him to say he quits. You go to do it, right? He quits. Fucking end of. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
bang. After face.
He turned to his mum, and his mum went like, fucking do it. And he just went, all right, bang.
No wonder. I did enjoy it. I liked when AJ Styles was getting all up in Cody's mum's face and just slaps the shit out of him. It's like, fuck this, I'm going to get a chair. Not even going to hit Cody, I'm going to get the chair for you.
Oh, did you notice we got the return? Not the Cody Cutter, but the Cody Cut. Fucking Bladen. Bladen Bastard.
Oh, the Bladen Bastard. Aye.
Oh. Did you remember back when WWE DVDs... Did you buy a lot of WWE DVDs and videotapes and stuff when you were younger?
Nah, not a lot. A few. I think, like, the one I got was... The most recent one I maybe got was the One Night Stand with Vengeance. It was like a double pack, and it was the Rob Van Dam and John Cena One Night Stand.
Oh, so the original One Night Stand.
Was that the original one, was it?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah.
So that would have been like 2005 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. That's like the last DVD I had bought at the time.
So, like, did you notice with them that if someone bladed in a pay-per-view, they had to make it an 18?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was. Well, that was what I thought. As soon as you saw blood, it became an 18. So you'd always be like, when I was a kid, I'd always be like, I want to see blood. At the same time, you're like, if he cuts himself, there's no way I'm going to be able to get this fucking DVD.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking, is that still the same thing? It's like, you know, it's all TV PG and all that shit. Do you think because he's bladed, it's going to be a TVM?
Perhaps. I don't know. I've got the All In DVD behind me, and I've grabbed that, and that says it's TV-14. And you're guaranteed someday an AEW's bladed on that pay-per-view at some point. In fact, I think CM Punk did in the first match whenever Joe whipped him off the commentary table.
He did, you're right. Because there was videos of him doing it, wasn't there? That was really, really badly. Like, he didn't hide it at all.
Yeah. So I don't know, but perhaps...
Or maybe not.
I don't even think they sell DVDs and Blu-rays anymore. I'm sure their contract with Dolby Vision or whoever it was expired. And they've said, fuck it, we've got the network.
Yeah, fair enough. And then you've got, the Netflix thing, they won't want them to sell DVDs, so.
Nah.
When does that kick in? Do you know?
January, I think. January 2025 for Raw.
And are they going to have kind of backlog and stuff on it? Like is it going
to
be like...
To be, yeah.
So I imagine it'll just be like a separate channel for WWE on it then, and you can click on that and it'll be like the network.
I don't know. I've not used Netflix in a wee while, so I don't know if there's a setup for it to do that sort of thing or what.
No, I think they'd have to make it. They have to make like WWE and you click on it and then it's just got to be after like a brand new page. Because there's too much stuff.
Aye, absolutely. If I can see on the WWE network as well, it's starting to become a right fucking pain in the ass to try and navigate.
Mm. What are you doing on your telly?
Yeah, on your telly or even on the website. Even that's a fucking nightmare sometimes. So I was looking. They didn't have a pre-show for this Clash at the Castle, didn't they?
They've not had matches on a pre-show for a long time now.
See, you said that, but I think the last pay-per-view they did because it was
Backlash.
Maybe
was Backlash the last one?
Who is it? Who is the women's tag titles? The fucking Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. And they had a match maybe at the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was on the fucking main show. I'm trying to find it now. I'm trying to get the...
It was King and Queen of the Ring, wasn't it? It was the last pay-per-view.
Oh, was it King and Queen of the Ring? King and Queen of the Ring 2024.
You're right, there was a pre-show.
Was there?
On that. Yeah, and it was the women's title, the tag team title.
Because I remember seeing something about that match, and I went, I didn't see that match. So I thought it was on the pre-show, and I went, I'm not fucking going back and watching a pre-show, fuck off. So whenever Clash at the Castle came up, I went, right, I'll go find the pre-show for this. There isn't a fucking pre-show for this. They had the pre-press conference thing like the day before.
I hate that shit.
I didn't watch that. Maybe I would have if we were here for it, but because I was in Spain enjoying some sun, I'm not fucking switching my tablet on and watching a press conference.
Yeah, fucking right. Yeah, So did you wait until you got home from your holiday before you watched this?
It was like Wednesday night or Thursday, or maybe just yesterday that I watched it.
So I watched it though. Did you get any spoilers and stuff?
I knew fucking something happened with CM Punk, but mm-hmm. I managed to stay away from stuff. But even in like my football group chats and that, people were posting memes of fucking Drew and CM Punk both wearing. See, they got the Rangers style clash at the castle.
That was unbelievable that they'd done that, by the way.
I seen somebody done that, and then it was like Drew with that on and CM Punk with like a Celtic one on, and it might have been even the Gallus shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if that's a fucking legit one or not. But I know I seen like Drew was raging and CM Punk was smiling, but it was their faces pasted over another picture, so I know it didn't come directly from Clash at the Castle. But I was like, fuck, I don't want to see that because I know something's clearly going to happen.
Yeah. See, that's I was on, it was like a Scottish football Twitter, and it came up with like someone being like, oh, here's CM Punk at the Celtic shop in Glasgow Airport.
Aye,
I'm like,
okay,
now I know
fucking
that fucking Punk's here. I know, it's like, fuck off, man.
Aye.
But I ended up getting to watch it on the Monday, so like I didn't actually see any spoilers, but you know that, it's exactly what you say. As soon as you realise CM Punk's in Glasgow, you're like, okay, cool, I know what's going to happen, but.
Fucking, well. So, now that we've went off on the first tangent, back to the clash, you got anything spot-wise, Cody and AJ Styles, you all good?
I just thought it was a really good, solid I Quit match. I mean, the only thing I could say is like when they did go into gorilla position, the gorilla position they set up at the Hydro was fucking shite. It was like the least impressive gorilla position I've seen. Because it was tiny, the wee room they were in.
I know, Well, I seen Bobby Roode just sitting there like, oh, there's fucking Bobby Roode.
I said the same thing when I was watching it.
Good for you, Bobby. Good for you. Right, cool then. We'll go for the women's triple threat tag match.
Yeah, go for it.
The Unholy Union versus Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. I skipped everything in between the matches, so I don't think I really fucking missed anything.
Nah.
But I got to this match and Jade just looks fucking worse again. Just fucking up a couple of spots. I think she went in her cunt a couple of times.
Yeah, she went to go for a springboard and she slipped. But I...
sorry, I shouldn't laugh, mate. I can't even jump over the fucking top rope. I shouldn't laugh at that.
I know. I was thinking about, like... it was a total tangent. We went to Luton Airport. We're down in London. And there was, like, a wee kind of, like, fence, you know, like a railing for where the wheelchairs are. And I went to try and jump over it and I couldn't fucking clear it. And it was only as high as my hip. I'm taking shit out of Jade Cargill for not being able to do a springboard. Though this is the thing, but apparently there was a lot of talk online about the rope situation at Clash in the Castle, because there was a couple of kind of botches involving the ropes, people standing on the ropes and slipping and shit.
Yeah,
and then there was obviously the big botch in the Damian Priest Drew McIntyre match. Apparently they've done something new with the ropes. I don't know if it's the... Someone says they're metal wrapped with like a vinyl kind of tape thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just like it gets really slippy when it gets warm or... So I don't know. I don't think she's totally to blame for the springboard going wrong. I think they have changed the ropes and stuff, so...
No, it's her fault. She should have stayed in AEW. She's shite now. Could have been protected in AEW. Could still be holding that belt. No, you want to fucking go make it big time.
Where's Dirty Dave Nitro when you need him?
I know.
Yeah,
she was tapping it as well. Shayna Baszler had her in the chokehold and she kept giving her a wee tap on the elbow. In the commentary, we even called out and she's tapped. Like, oh no, she's not. She's just fucking telling Shayna Baszler to loosen up. Like, mate, that is what a submission is.
If you tap somebody
and tell them to loosen up, then you quit.
You've lost, yeah.
Just fucking take it. You're not protected here anymore. You're in the big leagues, Jade.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch. I mean, it was all right. I was happy that the Unholy Union got a big win in Glasgow. And Alba Fire, She apparently like her mum died recently and stuff, so that's why they had like quite a big emotional moment with her family and all that. So that's like really nice.
Yeah, that was good. It was good to get a good moment in Clash of Castle.
Did you think the same thing as me though?
They didn't even get the move to finish the match. It was the fucking double team off Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair, and then they just fucking rolled in, take a pin.
I know.
Just goes to show you how the Scots win their matches by cheating. hiding about just cheating. Scotland have scored 2 goals in the fucking Euros and they didn't even get credit for either of the goals.
I think they actually they've retracted and they've given Scott McTominay the second goal.
Fuck
the goal
off.
Against
no, they're
the
not getting any of them. No.
I'm
not buying it.
The thing is, if you're listening right now and you think I'm a wrestling geek, wait until you get me talking about football. I was just about to unleash the ultimate nerd there, but there's no point. So good win for them. Did you think when they won, that's all the other Scottish people fucked in?
I did for a bit, and then because I was skipping entrances and that, I went so far on the bit at the bottom and I seen Piper Niven and Chelsea Green like hugging and celebrating or something. I went, fuck, I've went and spoiled that for myself now. But I didn't, so spoiler, I didn't. So I lost. I did think the same whenever they won this tag match. I thought, this is the win we're getting.
Yeah.
But, a win's a win.
A win's a win, exactly.
A goal's a goal.
A goal's a goal. And like, I mean, I'm going to call the last match a draw because he cheated. So a win and a draw, that's getting you through in the Euros, that's all I'm saying.
Next up, this was the match of the night for me. I think Sami Zayn, Chad Gable.
Mm-hmm.
That was just quality all over.
Yeah,
Chad
awesome.
Gable way, Otis and Maxine shouting at them. And then whenever Chad Gable had the ankle lock in, Sami outside the ring, and he does the reversal where you roll through and Chad chop blocks Maxine.
Yes.
And Otis is just fucking raging. I'm like, oh, he's going to smash fuck out him.
Yeah.
And then
he just picked it up and he fucked off.
Yeah. I thought Chad Gable was going to get the fucking IC title here. But then after the match, I was like, oh, fuck, that's right. His contract was up for renewal. And I think he was talking about leaving the last I'd seen it. But then, you've seen Raw, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you see at the end of Raw, he was sat in the back with a fucking bloody head.
Yeah, he got battered, eh?
Cody must have left his blade about somewhere. I seen Chad Gable lying down there, and I'm like, fucking hell, he's done. And I thought that was him wrote off of WWE TV, because they'd done similar with Ricochet a couple of weeks ago with Bron Breakker.
Yeah. Yep.
When he smashed him backstage, and they says, oh, he's got injuries until further notice. I thought, fuck's sake, they've just killed Chad Gable. He's not coming back. Just like, mate, if you don't sign, you're gone. And once you're gone, you're gone. Shorty G can come back, but Chad Gable, dead.
Shorty G? I forgot about that.
Everybody forgot about Shorty G.
He's going to be dead, and he's going to come back from the dead, and he's going to join House of Black as Shorty G.
But no, apparently I've just read today, whenever I was catching up, because I avoid the squared circle to avoid all the spoilers and that, before we started recording, I've done a search of top stories for the week, and Chad Gable has re-signed with WWE now, I think.
Cool. That's good.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I like the payoff for this match, though, because Chad Gable had a match on Raw for... No, it wasn't even for the King of the Ring qualifier, the Money in the Bank qualifier. It was just an intercontinental division match against Braun Strowman, wasn't it? Because he wanted a rematch again.
Yeah.
He got smashed. Everybody fell out with each other in the Alpha Academy. The Alpha Academy's no more. And Chad Gable may or may not be dead.
So how does this look going forward to you? Because, I mean, like, obviously, the big payoff here would be that Otis beats Chad Gable, and Otis kind of, I don't know, he cements himself as a mid-carder because he ain't going any further. And then do you have Chad Gable? Then do you have Chad Gable win Money in the Bank?
I don't know.
I think that works.
it does work, but there's a... Who won the... Oh, Jey Uso won the triple threat to qualify, didn't he?
Yeah, I really hope he doesn't win Money in the Bank.
Nah, same. There was another couple of skits on Raw for people declaring themselves. I don't think MD actually declared themselves in the match. I think this is they want in a qualifiers match.
I've just remembered something that like completely kills my thing. So like it was so the match on next week's Raw was supposed to be Braun Strowman versus Chad Gable versus the big dude. Bronson Reed.
Was it? Then, was, no.
Yeah, was yeah. It? Yeah. And then that was the qualifier for Money in the Bank. But then Chad Gable was dead.
I got Bronson Reed mixed up with Bron Breakker there. Bronson Reed. Yep.
And then I always get them two names mixed up as well. And Braun Strowman. There's too many Brons.
Yeah.
Too many Brons, not enough brains.
There is. Why is there so many fucking Brons there on Raw?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
It's heaps of Brons, no
brains.
I'll
change my name to Bron Hill and see if they'll give me a contract.
Big Bronny Mac, that'll be me. But then they've written Chad Gable out of it now because he's dead, obviously. So they're like, oh, Chad Gable won't be in this match anymore. So it's that Dragunov, Ilya Dragunov. No, it's Ilya Dragunov.
Oh, is Ilya it already Dragunov? Fucking got him? Ilya Dragunov, yes, you're right. I don't know so what... what's his country? Where's he from?
Well, they're not going to say Russia, are they?
I don't know. Where is his...
He was probably from Russia. And now they're going to say he's from Ukraine to try and get him the pop.
Fuck's sake. I know. He was involved with the Ricochet and Braun stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, because him and Braun Breakker... Fucking too many Brauns.
Well, I'm just calling them all Braun, fuck it.
Yeah, him and Braun, woof woof. They had a big beef in NXT, and then you got the other like, and then you got Big Braun, and then right. Well, they're both Big Brauns, like Bronson Reed, and there's too many fucking Brauns.
I know.
Okay, so Braun Breaker's going for the IC belt with against Sheamus and whatever, yep. And Sammy.
That was quality, that
was awesome.
See that promo and everything, the whole, that was good. Mm-hmm. Decent match, and then it fucking ends with a DQ, bastards.
I feel like Sheamus is going to win the IC title, and then they're going to have Braun Breakker take it off him really quick. And just so you can give Sheamus his flowers, and then let Braun Breakker come in and batter him and have a banger match.
Well, I reckon, see if Sheamus has still got another year or whatever in his contract, I think they will do Ireland next year for a WWE PLE.
That'd be really cool.
They'll give him the Intercontinental title match there.
That'd be really cool.
That would be a good one.
Maybe I'll actually be home and not have a holiday for that.
I'm only home, mate.
I'm going to stop planning my life. Just sit there hoping that WWE drop a pay-per-view. So Chad Gable, Otis, it's kind of like feels like that's kind of gone by the wayside now in a way, because obviously Gable's going to be pissed off with the Wyatt 6.
Aye. I was trying to count them as their 6.
No, well, I'm guessing Bray Wyatt is the 6th.
Ah, right. Because there's 5. You can't use him in that fucking Survivor Series match, can you?
Oh my God.
You can't have a fucking 6-on-6 and like, oh, your guy's not here.
Survivor Series not 5-on-5.
Well, even still, they're not going to put Nikki Ash and another bird in you, oh, no, are you?
Nikki Ash.
That's our gimmick, man. Cover our selling Nikki Ash.
And Nikki Ash and Shorty G in the mixed tag team. Versus Braun and Braun and Braun and Braun. That'd be the Survivor Series. I mean, why it's 6 versus 6 people called Braun? I mean, we're talking about it now. We might as well talk about it. Did you like the Wyatt 6 thing?
Ah, it was cool. It was good that they didn't come down and just like jump somebody in the ring. It was different.
Yeah, I like that. And this, like, when was the? Have you ever seen Gorilla getting smashed up before?
Yeah, they leaked that footage of Jungle Boy and CM Punk.
To be fair, when you see that, it really makes you worried. And thank God that we've only got the Wyatt Six at WWE, because things could be so much worse. Tony can't feud for his life.
Chad Gable did fear for his life. He's dead. I liked it. What about you? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Have you got thoughts?
I couldn't figure out who everyone was, but then I saw a thing on Squared Circle that showed who everyone was, because they were all having dinner at Waffle House or something. So
Joe Gacy, Dexter Lumis, and Eric Redbeard.
Yeah, Big Eric. And then obviously Bo Dallas and Nikki Cross. Is Bo Dallas going to be Bo Wyatt now, do you think?
I don't know. They had the YouTube videos, but they kept saying they weren't affiliated with WWE, but it was going by Dreadmere.
Okay.
So that's, I don't know, cool. If it'll maybe be Dreadmere or... What did you call him? Fucking...
Bo Wyatt, I thought maybe.
Bo Wyatt. Maybe. Fuck knows. That'd be crazy.
But he's Uncle Howdy, isn't he, when he's got the costume on.
That's good. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this now that they're here.
Yeah, me too.
What is the next pay-per-view? Is it SummerSlam?
No, Money in the Bank.
Oh, is it Money in the Bank? Because I remember it, Clash at the Castle, when I was skipping through it. That's when they, I think that's when they officially announced it's going to be a two-night SummerSlam.
Yeah. So I think, like, are we... Oh, no, we can come to that in a minute. We can come to that when we get to the end. I was going to ask about CM Punk and stuff, but there's no point because we're going to come on to that.
Fair enough.
So Sami Zayn beat Chad Gable, like we said. We've had a big chat about Alpha Academy and all that.
Everything else apart from that match. It was match of the night for me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Sami winning, I think you're right. I think it felt like the wrong call. I felt like Chad Gable should have won.
Yeah.
But I don't know, now that we've kind of gone down this route and we've got Sami versus Sheamus versus Braun, I'm like, okay, that's going to be fucking banger. And then you've got Chad Gable, the Otis stuff still carrying on, and also he's now dead, and we've got the Wyatt Six, and I don't know. It seems like it might work out.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We'll move on with the pay-per-view. Bayley versus Piper Niven.
Yep.
Again, I just popped for this match. It was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good as well.
I thought Piper Niven was going to win, and then fucking... Did Chelsea Green get kicked out of ringside earlier in the match? Did I miss something there?
Yeah, so she got kicked out for constantly distracting the referee.
Ah, right. I've seen her come back with a mask, and I went, when did she get fucked off?
It was quite early on, and then she came back with the mask, which was like the worst thing. It was the most obvious mask user since... Hulk Hogan, when he was he Captain America? He was Mr. America.
Mr. America. Brilliant. I've told you my American gimmick, didn't I? With American mask and the name would be Pat Riot.
No, what was that?
Like, see on the Etsy and that, they've got American flag masks, and that's going to be my gimmick, is I'll get that American mask and American trunks, and my name will be Pat Riot.
My brain was on dial-up for a second there. Pat Riot and Patriot, yeah.
That'll be it.
That's good. I like it. And what's your thing going to be? Are you going to be a heel?
Nah, I'm going to do the whole Hulk Hogan gimmick.
Completely babyface.
I'm a real American and all sorts.
Telling Wayne's to brush your teeth and all that.
Yeah.
Nice, I like it.
With the buck fast. Gargle with the buck fast.
Oh, I like it.
So seeing this fucking match, Bayley and Piper Niven.
Yeah.
Chelsea Green done more fucking harm than good, because when she came down with a mask and everything on, Bayley hit the big elbow and she was distracting during the pin, then she got down and allowed the ref to count the pin.
Yeah.
Even though Piper Niven still kicked out, but you didn't really do that good a job to fucking stop the pin.
No, she's... I think that's... Do you think that's going to be part of the thing going forward, that Piper Niven's going to break away from Chelsea Green? And
nah, I don't think so. I think this was just like a one-off for Piper Niven. I think they're still going to be chasing tag belts.
Yeah.
It's like, that's cool. We're in Scotland. There you go. You've got your match. Leave us alone. Back with Chelsea Green.
Fair enough.
But it was quality though. It was a good match and I liked it. And then see, after Bailey won, I was like, aye, nah, they're not going to give her the belt.
Yeah.
She's not getting it. Although Drew's next, he might get the belt. If CM Punk wasn't in the fucking Celtic shop, the prick.
Say what you want about CM Punk, but he does just get it. Do you know what I mean? Like, going, he obviously landed in Glasgow Airport, right? And anyone who's been through Glasgow Airport knows what I'm about to say. And he's walked through and he's seen the Celtic shop and just gone, ah, okay. Okay, man. Walked straight up, got a fucking Celtic top. Because he bought a Celtic tracky top, didn't he? Because he wore it at the press Did conference. They? Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't watch a press conference either.
He basically said, I guess the gist of it is that he doesn't really give a fuck what you think of him. He doesn't care if you think he's a heel. Well, he doesn't care if you think he's a face. He doesn't give a shit.
He's a prick. I think he's a prick.
He says that as long as he's in WWE, Drew McIntyre will not be a champion.
Well, I forgot to mention this, but Drew McIntyre fucking quit on Raw as well.
That's it.
So that's twice that CM Punk's been involved in a title match in the UK, and then somebody for the title match has quit the next night. All I'm saying is this cunt's got history. Keep him under lockdown in the US.
P45 Brooks himself. Fucking gay. Okay, cool. So it's Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre got the fucking special kind of entrance with the bagpipe snark and shit, the pipe band. Was it the Inverary pipe band came out?
Aye.
Shout out to Inverary. But I hope it was Inverary that I've said it. some cunts over an Airdrie right now going, fuck me, it was us! fucking Drew McIntyre came out. I think they kind of fucked it with the special entrance, but this would be ripping the shit out of the pipe band now. Nah, it's more the thing of like, if you want the massive pop for the hometown guy, just hit his music. Just fucking hit his music. Don't build up to it so everyone's getting their phones out and blah, blah, blah. I think you just hit the music, people just go nuts.
Well, see, when they had the decibel meter for Drew's entrance, it was only hitting like, it was hitting 100 decibels, but on the wee measurer, that was only like halfway, and you're like, that looks pish, mate.
I know.
Make it look better, like, exactly. Make 100 the top of the scale. Like, oh my God, they're blowing the roof off the place.
I know, I make it look like it's going over the scale, exactly. I thought the exact same thing. I'm going to look up quickly what 100 decibels is in, like...
normal sounds, like a jet engine sounds. Or something.
It's about the noise of a subway train.
That's not impressive. That's not that impressive.
Oh, actually, no. It could be the noise of a bulldozer or a motorcycle.
Imagine you're walking past the hydro and you hear that and you're like, who the fuck's bulldozing at this time of night? That's the exact volume of a bulldozer for here. What's
like,
going on?
It sounds like someone's bulldozing a bagpipe right now. What's going on? I don't know. I don't know if I trust that's as quiet as it was.
Aye.
With that being in the hydro and it's loud, and it's fucking loud.
Aye. Yeah, the match was good.
It was good.
Big dodgy spot was when Damian Priest went up to the ropes and slipped and got his foot tangled up.
Yeah.
You see Drew instantly shit his cell and get up. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, right, nah, he's fine. He's just lying there now. Right, I'll kick fuck out of him.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know if he played on it or if it was actually really bad for like the rest of the match, but you could see Damian Priest limping and I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. And in the back of my head, I was going, if CM Punk comes in, like, I think he's gonna, because he was at the Celtic shop, and fucking Drew loses, and then Damian Priest has to relinquish the title the next day, they're all gonna look like such geeks. Imagine? I know, they just look like fucking dorks. So, anyway, that's what happened. Fucking CM Punk interfered.
When did you realise it was CM Punk? As soon as the ref was running out?
Well, no, I didn't actually. Like, when the ref came running out, and then the camera angle got a bit dodgy, and that's when I went...
They've done so good with the camera work on it to not give it away, because usually they do zoom in on the ref running down, but they cut to, like, a high-angle view where you could just see the head and the shirt running towards the ring. You're like, all right, cool, ref's coming. And it wasn't until he slid in and I could see the bottom of his trainers. Like, that's fucking CM. But why is the cunt not just wearing normal shoes?
I don't know.
If you're going to play the gimmick.
When he slid in, I saw his hair and I went, that's fucking Punk.
I know that greasy bastard for anywhere.
That's the look of someone who's been in a fucking Selleck shop.
You should do that next time. Get a picture of the back of CM Punk's head. Like, here he's here. I could be empty, but it's CM Punk.
So yeah, CM Punk slid in, pretend to be the referee, and wouldn't count to three. The bastard.
Counted to two. One,
counted
two.
To two.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's the next number? I can't mind.
What a bastard. And then kicks fucking Drew in the stones.
Yep. Right in the steens.
In the steens. Fucking Damien Priest retains in Scotland raging. Apart from a few fucking wee gimps hanging off of CM Punk. Oh, we love you. We love you,
yeah,
CM Punk.
Fuck those guys. Mate,
fuck the guys.
I like the guy who was sticking his middle fingers right in his face, like really close to his face. And you're going to see him going, fuck you, fuck you. I was like, I like that, but you should take your hands away, mate. Don't touch the merchandise. So yeah, he pissed off all Scott. And then I audibly said in the living room to my missus, they can't have done it to him again. Again, they fucked him over. He's never going to win in fucking UK.
That's what Drew said, and then he fucking walked out in Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, he's cool. Done. So let's talk about the aftermath then. Fucking Drew McIntyre, Monday Night Raw, two nights later, came out, heard the CM Punk chants, and just went, fuck this, I quit, and launched the mic. And then he got chased by Adam Pearce, who kept saying, don't quit, please don't quit, please don't quit. We've got so much money to make from you. I mean, you've got so much to do. And Triple H comes out and he's like, mate, I mean, I gave you the NXT belt. Why are you pissed off?
I know.
And he's just like, fuck off, Paul. Fuck off, Adam. I'm off. And left. I might be paraphrasing.
Sounds about right. Sounds about what
he might not have said fuck off.
Ah, no, he definitely did.
He did after Clash of the Castle. Did you see the clips of him? And he was walking about screaming, this is fucking bullshit.
They played the WWE social exclusive stuff.
I'm really loving the...
I know, they did, because then they said that he got fined for getting his hands on Corey Graves and the referee.
Yeah. Yeah, he choked out Corey Graves, which is funny.
No, what were you going to say? You really enjoy the way they're doing everything now, the production and that?
Yeah, production, I really enjoy it. It's like, you can tell it's very ESPN.
Aye. See, I think if Dave sat down and watched the Raw now, he might enjoy it a bit more, but you kind of talk him into it. See if somebody's setting their ways. Nah, I'm not watching it. Right, don't then. But you're missing out. This is the first Raw I've watched in a good while.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed Raw. And just because I knew White Six were coming, I went, right, I'll sit down and I'll fucking... watch it.
Bash.
But, I know, I watched all of it. It was good.
Yeah.
Carlito got a win, mate. Carlito never gets a win.
I know. Fucking buzzing with that. He's my boy.
Right, the only other thing I've got about WWE is this crossover they've got running with TNA just now.
Okay, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I think it's cool.
What's the bird with TNA, Jordan Grace?
Yes.
She had the title match on the NXT TakeOver, whatever one it was. And Joe Hendry appeared in a battle royal on this week's NXT.
That's cool, man. But, I didn't know that.
Just when I was thinking about it, though, I'm like, but the Hardys are back in TNA now. Matt and Jeff Hardy are both there.
Fucking hell.
I wonder if they could fucking do something to come across. AJ Styles has said a few times he'd like to go over to TNA and work for a bit.
That would be cool.
As well, you've got the fucking Adolf and B-Dolph in TNA.
I forgot about it.
So, even Dolph Ziggler could fucking show up again.
That would be, it would be awesome. I mean, the more I'm thinking about it, I wonder if the real Forbidden Door will ever get opened. We'll do an AEW WWE pay-per-view.
Well, I was going to hit on this later, but I'll get to it now. I've got the brackets for the Owen Cup tournament for the men's side.
Yep.
So on Dynamite, we had Claudio and Pac, and I'll just tell you now that Pac won. That was the main event of Dynamite.
Okay.
And I think the big thing is they're trying to push for Pac to win this to then go to All In, because the winner of the Owen Hart tournament gets the championship match at All In.
Okay.
So they're kind of building this for Pac, but don't know what will happen.
Is there not a wild card?
There is a wild card. On Forbidden Door, you've got Bryan Danielson versus Shingo Takagi.
Oh, that'll be fucking good.
So that's Forbidden Door. That's another first round match. And on the other side of the bracket, you've got Rey Fénix versus Jay White.
That'll be good.
Don't know when that is. And then your final match is Jeff Jarrett versus the wild card.
Will Ospreay.
Nah, mate, Will Ospreay's fucking busy, mate. He's got a belt. He's fucking in a title match for the world. He doesn't need this. He's going to go into it All In with the world title after beating Swerve.
Do you think?
I think the wild card is going to be the best in the world, Shane McMahon. Have you heard this rumour?
No.
Shane McMahon has been in talks with wrestlers for AEW talking about wanting to get in.
Seriously?
Aye. It was reported on that, see the Grill and JR podcast with JR and Conrad Thompson. They two were talking about it and JR's like, oh yeah, I got a text off Shane. Or I know people that got a text off Shane asking about coming over.
That would be toxic, man. You just can't pick him up. I'm sorry, just McMahon.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Imagine getting him in and pretending he's been running the Elite.
Oh my God.
You've got so much TV on AEW now, you could just be like, right, Shane's came over and he's bought out half of AEW. He's got Collision and Rampage.
It would maybe be the most mental thing ever.
He's got Ring of Honor. Shane McMahon bought Ring of Honor off his. Can't believe I found a fucking idiot.
That would be. I just can't even imagine it.
I know.
It'd be wild.
So there is a wild card in this tournament. Don't know who it is. Do you think it'll be a big return?
Oh, could be. Or
I don't even know who's out. I don't even know
Ricochet.
Who's out. It could be. Oh, maybe, aye. I tell you what, see if it was Ricochet, see if he came out, I would probably think it was Leo Rush and I would throw a tantrum. Because he retires every year and he comes back and AEW always make a big fucking deal. Like, oh my God, this is his first ever match on Dynamite. This is his first ever match on Rampage. This is the first ever match on Collision. Like, mate, he comes in, he has one match and then he fucks off and he says he's retired.
That's a proper, like, fuck off Leo Rush kind of heat there.
Well, he's fighting on Collision this week. Can't remember who he's fighting. But I seen it and I went, get him to Foxy, if this is a wild card, I'm going to be fucking raging.
Do you want to hear who it might be?
Who?
MJF.
Nah.
Why?
Well, it could be actually. I was going to say he's already fighting that Forbidden Door, but these matches don't actually take place at Forbidden Door. It's just that one.
So I don't know. It's like, who's MJF in a storyline with just now?
Nobody really. He fought Roosh on Dynamite this week. On it, and he's fighting. He's got a match at Forbidden Door against H-Zero. I fucking love that guy. Big guy with a mask. He does like a crazy leg lariat Hurricane Rana thing.
I don't think I know
You'll know him when you see him. He's fought in the mixed man matches against Bryan Danielson. I think he fought a singles match on Collision against Bryan Danielson. He's a big beefy luchador.
What's his name?
H-Zero.
How the fuck do you spell that?
H-E-H-I-C.
I see. Oh, I got him now.
Right, there you go, that guy. Big guy.
H-Zero.
It's easy for you to say.
No, I don't recognise him, sorry. I like his mask though.
If you see him with MJF at Forbidden Door, then you'll recognise him. You'll be like, yeah, I know this guy. This guy's weird.
You know what? It's just come up showing me a picture from him wrestling Bryan Danielson, and I do actually recognise him.
No, you don't. You're just saying that so that I shut up.
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I do actually remember this match.
So he's aligned with Brian Cage in their lot. I don't know what they're called. Are they the Embassy still? Since they got rid of Swerve and fucking, they're no longer the Mogul Embassy. They've just been back to the Embassy as before.
They're the Team Taz Mogul Embassy.
I feel as if Brian Cage has got... I think Brian Cage might be in a... Brian Cage has got a collision match against Will Ospreay for the international title. I thought he had a qualifier match for the ladder match for the TNT title. But he doesn't.
Right.
So the TNT title's vacant because Edge decided they wanted to jump off a fucking cage and break his kneecap.
Oh, fucking hell.
That was wild.
Very wild.
Mad spot. I think he says he just misjudged where he fucking wanted to land and he done something stupid, but so his fucking belt's up for grabs. I told you, I says to you and Dave, I says, the Elite's going to come out and they're going to hand the belt to Jungle Jack, and you're like, no, that'll be shite. Don't do that. That'll make them WCW. And they went to do it as well.
Until, I know.
Until fucking Christopher Daniels saved you.
Because
when, Christopher Daniels WCW.
Knew. Christopher Daniels knew that was Vince Russo's shite.
Who booked this shit? Shane McMahon.
It's like, no, actually, it was Randy Phil booked this shit.
That's the only thing Tony can listen to me. But like, yeah, fucking good plan, we'll
like,
do that.
You're like, book it, Tony. And he's like, that's why it's great. He's like, no, Tony, don't.
Aye. So, I'm not going to go back over, what did we do, Double or Nothing?
Mm-hmm. We've done that.
It was a good pay-per-view, good stuff.
Is there any more matches for Forbidden Door been released?
Loads. You've got Swerve versus Will Ospreay for the main event. Well, say the main event, but the title. You've got your ladder match with Konosuke Takeshita, Mark Briscoe, Jack Perry, Dante Martin, Leo Rush, and there's one more spot. I can't remember if there's a match announced for it or not.
Right.
We've got Mercedes Moné versus Stephanie Vaquer. I can't remember how you say her name, but the bird from New Japan Pro Wrestling. I think she's got the belt that Mercedes Moné and Willow fought for.
Yeah, the strong women's title,
that
is.
I think she might have that. And, oh wait, it's a winners take all match, actually. So, both of the belts are on the line. The TBS and the women's strong.
Nice.
Timeless Toni Storm versus Mina Shakirawa.
Shirakawa,
there you go. this is actually the only women's match that I've been interested in for a while. See, because they've got the fucking middleman of, what's her name?
Mariah May,
because she's in the middle. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to see what way that goes. I think Toni Storm's going to win.
Yeah.
I know, because it's for the women's title as well.
I think she's going to cheat to win.
Aye.
With the fucking frying pan in her arse.
Ush. Aye. Next we've got Zack Sabre Jr. versus Orange Cassidy. That'll be a good match, but I can't really be arsed with Zack Sabre Jr. He's a heel, so I kind of get that I don't like him, but do I not like him because he's a heel or because I just don't like his style? He's very holdy, technical.
Mm-hmm. I can't lie. I think he's fucking so much fun to watch.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like when him and Bryan Danielson had that match, it was fucking awesome.
I'll see. I just like Bryan Danielson. I like the match, but Zack Sabre Jr., I just can't take to him, but it might just be because he's a heel and he's doing such a good job as a heel.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, him and Orange Cassidy, I think, will match up styles quite well in that I hope Orange Cassidy kind of leans into the comedy stuff. That'll make this a really good match.
Aye. That'll be good. We've got John Moxley versus Tetsuya Naito. Naito.
Yeah.
That's for John Moxley's belt. So I think the other guy's going to win. Don't think John Moxley will win that one.
Yeah, I agree, actually. And that should be a fucking banger. How long until John Moxley blades?
10 seconds.
I genuinely give it less than 2 minutes.
Aye. Easy. Well... Nah, I think he'll hold off. I'll give him to a 10-minute mark.
10-minute, okay.
We've got Jeff Cobbs is in an open challenge match, so he's got the New Japan World TV title, and I think he's just putting on for whoever, but it says to be announced, so I don't know if there's going to be a qualifier or if it'll be announced on the night.
I hope. Oh, no, it's an open challenge match, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, so hopefully Samoa Joe, King of Television.
Oh, aye.
That'd be a banger. That'd be meat fest.
Oh, slaps. Meat slaps for days. And then the other two matches we've got is the MJF and Hachisero and Bryan Danielson versus Shingo Takagi.
That'll be fucking awesome. So,
a strong card. Strong card, top to bottom. Yeah.
That's really cool. See, I'm excited for that.
I'm enjoying the way both companies are doing their pay-per-views. WWE doing five matches at great length is decent. And AEW does put long matches on, but they have the less filler in between. So it does feel like a fucking long pay-per-view when you watch an AEW one.
It feels like you're watching a wrestling show.
Aye.
It's like WWE is much more entertainment-based and AEW is just fucking banger wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, cool. I think I've ran through all my AEW stuff. Apart from, there was a tag match on Dynamite. It was the Acclaimed versus the Young Bucks in an Eliminator match.
Oh, okay.
And the Acclaimed win, mate. I know you hate an Eliminator match, but the Acclaimed have now got number one contenders for tag titles.
Nice. Think they'll
win
it.
It's a good match. I think they're going to get all the belts on the Elite.
Okay.
And then Tony Khan will fucking make a big return. Like, he's there, but he's not there. They're still pretending that he's not there, but you do see him backstage and stuff. And you're like, is he there or is he not?
Mm-hmm.
But, I think they'll have all the belts and Tony Khan will come back with a new team. Everybody got injured off that fucking Stampede and... Is it Stadium Stampede? Anarchy in the Arena?
It was Anarchy in the Arena. What's the difference?
I think Dax is out. Darby's still fucked.
Yeah.
Eddie Kingston didn't even make it to the match.
Yeah.
Brittle Bryan Danielson, he's all right, thankfully. Did you hear Nigel McGuinness on commentary about Bryan Danielson this week on Collision?
No, what'd he say?
He says he's a terrible role model for his children because he keeps going on about living this vegan lifestyle, but he refuses to stop eating brie.
Oh my god.
Loved it.
Oh god, he's such a fucking rat. Why are you saying
I love it. Right, cool. I think I've got all my stuff. Well, the big news for between our podcast was that MJF returned on Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
That was a big pop, and he came out with a fucking Triple H leather vest and denim jacket.
Yeah. Or
vice versa.
And an AEW tattoo.
I do the wrestling training, and there's some people that have got their promotions logo tattooed on them. I mean, I can't talk because I've got our podcast logo tattooed on me. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm tied into the podcast, right? The podcast is for life. The companies aren't for life, mate. What if he goes to WWE then? He's fucked.
I know.
But he's placed it well that he's put it on his calf, so your wrestling boots are always going to cover it.
Yeah.
But mate, you get in one dodgy ankle lock off of Shorty G, that boot's coming off.
He's going to have to take the boot off to escape, and Triple H comes out and he's like, no mate, just tap. Just fucking
just
tap.
Just blur it out. See like the old school blurring out of the WWFs?
Yeah.
Blur it. He'll be...
Get the F out.
Cool.
I don't have anything else to hit, man.
Nah, Jink. Osprey or Swerve will win at Forbidden Door?
I feel like Swerve's going to win there and Osprey's going to get the belt at All In.
What do you think? You think he could end up being the wild card? I don't think Osprey's going to... I think Osprey will just have a big title match for his international title at All In.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll get the fucking main event. They should, though. They really should give him it. But I'm not a fan of him holding the two belts, even though it looked good with the two belts, and he says it felt comfortable. I'm not comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of double champs either.
Even though, like, AEW have got so many champions, like, belts, even fucking putting two on one guy wouldn't make that much of a difference. I don't like the look of walking about as a double champ. It's like you've not got enough fucking bodies to fill it out.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I really enjoyed people walking about multiple belts was Kenny Omega.
Well, I say that, but I really enjoy the trios belts. See, the fact that the Bang Bang Gang have three belts each.
Yeah.
But that's a gimmick thing that I like.
Yeah.
I know, because it's still one title, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's still classed as one title, but they've got three belts, because they're trios. There's three. Well, there's trios and there's three of them, and there's three belts, but there's four fucking people that are able to defend.
It's really weird, isn't it?
I know. It's weird. Well, ending on that weird note, have you got anything else, sir?
I do not.
Me neither. Thank you for your time.
And you.
Bye.
Bye.